This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and culture and people and places. And we have the perfect guest to do that this hour. We're going to talk with the maker of a new film, Cheeseheads. And we will talk about what it means to be a cheesehead in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Christy Taylor joins me because this is Wisconsin Public Radio's winter membership drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. And WPR counts on you to keep these discussions on the air. Give now any amount to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2255. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Joy. I would say one thing that makes me a cheesehead is being proud of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes. And
to that end, our goal is 20 pledges this hour. You give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support radio that you rely on, and your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting that goal and one step closer to funding the programs that you count on.
In fact, Wisconsin Public Radio is featured in the documentary Cheeseheads, and we will talk a little bit about it because it's about all things that make Wisconsin special. And Wisconsin really has been a pioneer in many, many things, including radio. And but we need your help to pay for it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One of the things that makes Wisconsin Public Radio special is that listening to it is a lot like a tuition-free, lifelong education. All you need is a radio, a computer, or a mobile device to listen on.
And it's your support that makes this lifelong learning available to you and to hundreds of thousands of other people, too. It's really amazing. You have the power to share information and learning with a huge community of people when you support WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're extra proud of Wisconsin Public Radio, we have something for you to help with that. During this membership drive, you can get a set of two Wisconsin Public Radio bandanas when you give $6 a month or one-time gift of $72. Your donation supports the programs that you count on, and you also get these snazzy bandanas.
They are very snazzy. You can tie them on yourself or on your pet or, I don't know, tie them on the antenna of your Harley or whatever. You wear them and show your support of WPR. Check out the design at WPR.org and ask for yours now when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's pledge drive again. We should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
We will not come through the radio when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Christy Taylor, asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. How much should you pledge? Well, that's completely up to you. Maybe it's $5 a month. Maybe it's $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Science may not have been your best subject in school, or maybe you tuned out during civics class.
No, you didn't do that.
No.
That's okay, though. You can rely on public radio to turn complicated scientific studies and political jargon, even the news of the day, into understandable language. Public radio helps make sense of the complex, so you'll know how they all affect you.
And WPR relies on your financial support to bring you programs that are relevant to your life. That's why we're asking you to make your first ever contribution of, say, $5 a month or even $6 a month during this winter membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Dan from Ripon, who says, we have been members in the past, and my wife asked to renew our membership for her birthday next month. I'm happy to do that. Well, that's a nice thing. Happy birthday to Dan's wife. You know, Ripon, Wisconsin has a place in Wisconsin history that we will discuss. Do you know what that is, Christy, by any chance?
Birthplace of the Republican
Party.
There
you go. There you go. So we'll talk a little bit about that and many other unique facts about Wisconsin as we talk about what it means to be a cheesehead. And I hope that Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the reasons why you are proud to be a cheesehead. Support this service with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Christy. We will talk to you a little bit later. As I mentioned, our guest this hour returned home to his home state of Wisconsin after 25 years away to explore the question, what does it mean to be a cheesehead? And he learned that a cheesehead is a lot more than a funny foam hat to wear on your head at a sporting event. And we wonder what you think. What does it mean to you to be a cheesehead? Do you embrace your inner cheesehead? What do you think of when someone says the word cheesehead? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is John Mitchell, filmmaker and producer and director of the documentary Cheeseheads. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Hey.
So you are busy showing this off around the state, and you're in Beloit right now?
Yeah, the Beloit International Film Festival right now. Last weekend we had two shows that both sold out, and that was a fantastic thing. Stephanie Klett introduced one of them because she's in the film as well, and that was a really fun night because she's quite a character.
She really is, and yeah, I laughed when she was featured. She had a couple of segments there, but she said that she's a former Miss Wisconsin.
Yeah. And she has a great line at the end of that scene talking about Miss Wisconsin's. You know.
Right. And you know, we won't be spoilers. So what inspired you to make a documentary about cheeseheads?
Well, you know, I had spent a couple of decades in California. Not a bad thing. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful state, but doing work, and I eventually had gone to the Rose Bowl a few years back when the Badgers were there, and I tailgated with fans with the camera, and I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. And then I just booked a flight to the Super Bowl in Texas, guessing the Packers would be there, and turns out they showed up.
And lucky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good timing. So serendipity would be the word, right? And tailgated that, filmed it, and I said, wow, there's a movie here. I think really, and so.
But what was it? Was it the craziness of our sports fans?
Well, it was a deep longing to. Every time I went back to Wisconsin, and then I flew back to California, I missed it, the state of Wisconsin, or you know, not just family, but the entire ambience, the friendship, the kindness, and being a storyteller, I thought, well, what's a better story than to tell about love of place, about where you're from? I think there's something deeper to that story. And, you know, science has proven that, you know, we can track where somebody was from thousands of years ago just by their, you know, DNA. So I thought maybe you're more influenced by your birthplace than you think. Yeah. And it was kind of a neat way to investigate it. But the film doesn't go that deep. We keep it quite humorous.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. And I have to admit that I'm a cheesehead through and through. I'm, you know, born and raised in Appleton. My family, you know, did the bleeding of the green and gold, and my dad went to the ice bowl and the whole thing. And I know a lot about Wisconsin. This is the hour each week on this show where we talk about Wisconsin culture and Wisconsin people, places, and things. And I often ask listeners to tell me where to go, and I go travel around to different places in Wisconsin. And I learned quite a few things from this documentary. We have a lot of firsts in Wisconsin. We have a lot of... What was it, do you think? Just some sort of... I don't know, some sort of innovation, a pioneering spirit or something.
I think there is definitely that, you know, that people, when you're stuck indoors all winter, and the, Wisconsin, you know, they talk about cold in North America. This state does tend to get even colder than the rest of the country. And I think when you're that cabin fever sets in and you become very innovative so that you don't go stir crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it. And I think just the blending of cultures here.
And the other thing that I took away from the film was that we work hard here and we play hard. That seems to be, that was an ongoing theme.
Go Bucky. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think a good work ethic does bleed over into a love of sport. And we, you know, if you notice, it's not just a Packers thing here and it's not just a Badgers thing. people love their local teams, their high school teams, the volleyball, the, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. It's a love of, I think it's a coming together thing. People really love to get together and have fun with each other.
Well, let's start with the actual word cheesehead or cheeseheads. Where did that come from?
From what I gather with our wonderful guys over here on campus was that the term originated in the late 1800s. First off, it was about a screwhead, a British term, meaning the head of a screw. You know, because back then they didn't have machines to make the screws, and so they kind of had to pound the centerpiece into it, and it looked all cheese curd-like. And so they called it a cheesehead. But then over time it became, I think it was, you're going to have to correct me if I get the German wrong here, but a Käsekopf.
Close enough to, for me.
Is their word for cheesehead. And it was a slang term, even back then.
It was kind of, it meant it, sort of a doughhead or a
idiot.
A dumbo. Yeah.
Yeah, moron, you know. And it was often derogatory towards those who, you know, maybe perhaps farmhands and people like that who,
they were just milking cows and being cheeseheads.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And this was something people in Illinois used to insult us with, calling us cheeseheads.
Yeah, well, that came about probably in the 60s or 70s, mm-hmm. when we were really good at sports again, and perhaps again the evolution of it is really hard to define because there's not a whole lot of writing about this or even filmmaking about this. That's why. Partly why I did this.
Yeah, and then some guy made a wedge of cheese.
Correct.
That you could put on your head, and the rest is history. What I talk some about, instead of being insulted by Illinois or anybody else calling us idiots by saying we're cheeseheads, trying to insult us, we embraced it. And we said, yeah, we are, and we love it.
Yeah, I'm still a little perplexed at how good we are at the sense of humor here. Mine never went away. Being gone, it stuck around. So maybe we just don't, self-deprecation is a natural form of life in the state. And that could be part of it.
Yeah. Well, Brian on Facebook writes, Wisconsin cheesemakers make the best cheese in the world in almost every category. It's not hard to embrace the cheesehead moniker. So,
It's kind of like calling somebody who's a great basketball player, oh, you're tall. You're insulting him. How's the air up there? Well, eventually he's making millions in the NBA and he doesn't care. So he thinks it's great. We are making a lot of money on our cheese in this state. So,
and you do cover that in the documentary. We are... It's
I think four times what the NFL all combined. They're $10 billion a year or whatever. And Wisconsin has over $40 billion a year in cheese sales. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And other, not only cheese, and I guess people know that, but of course, beer and brats. And
lots of great food. Culver's Restaurant, things like that, where you wouldn't think it came from here, and it did. And that's a pretty cool thing to think that some of the stuff you really, really love... I got a great story about bacon, if you want to hear that one.
Sure, sure.
Nusky's Bacon. I was in California, and a friend of mine made me some bacon. He said, oh, boy, this is the best bacon you'll ever have. And I said, okay, bring it. And I tried some, and I said, oh, man, that's so good, it must be from Wisconsin. And he's like, oh, shut up, you say that about everything that tastes good. So he flips over the back of the package, looks at it, and he goes, oh, God.
It's from Wisconsin.
So turns out, you can almost taste it.
Yeah. So what I know that you came back after 25 years and you're going to explore, what does it mean to be a cheesehead? What immediately came to mind? What were the things you knew you were going to be covering?
Cheese curds. Absolutely. Had to do the cheese thing. A nice thing about doing your own film and not having somebody else tell you what you can and cannot put in it is you can pick the stuff you love. And I love beer, I love cheese, I love football, I love education and history and WPR. So I just went after all those things I really wanted to know about, and I had fun doing it. And that, I think that was the key thing.
What were you surprised in your exploration of what does it mean to be a cheesehead? Did anything surprise you or something you didn't know?
Well, House on the Rock. I knew about it, never had been there. I was like,
it's bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, this is like a giant playhouse. Yeah, it was fantastic. And then the Capitol building, as a kid, I'd heard about it. We drove past it. Dad never pulled over and let us go in. So to be able to go in there and to film it as if it's a giant piece of art, which it is, It's a beautiful, multi-faceted piece of art. That was a lot of fun, and that scene really cut itself. I hardly had to do anything to get the beauty out of that.
And I like that because you had that, Wisconsin, you had a segment on Wisconsin art. And that's not something necessarily that comes to mind right away, you know, but a lot of goofy, people who put art in their,
Jeff, big guy hats. He is such a character, you know, the guy that makes those handcrafted hoedags and deer and the frozen tundra outfits and all. I mean, he's just such a character. He's actually more fun than that in life. It's a riot hanging out with him at dinner or whatever we do.
So how did you decide what you were going to include as what it means to be a cheesehead and what you weren't going to include?
I think the reason it took me almost 5 years to make the film is because I tried to include everything. I like to think very universal and big because of working in the film industry. You kind of just do that. So you have to. And the hardest part of the film was cutting things out. I mean, seriously, there's a scene I cut out about my uncle and his military service that almost made me cry when I said, okay, that has to go. It took me a year to say that one's gone. Of course, there's always supplementals. We can show it later. But yeah, so, you know, to pursue what I did was, hey, let's study the things I love. And then you back away from that as you have to get it down to a certain length.
Yeah. We're going to go to a short break and a membership drive break in a moment, but I want you to set the scene for the break in that you did come to Wisconsin Public Radio and included Wisconsin Public Radio in... Why did you include Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, as I say in there, I've always been a fan of it. I've always listened to it as a kid. You know, back when we had those giant boom boxes and it took a lot of work just to carry it around. And so, you know, again, including what you love. And of course, my dad working in radio when I was a kid, having his only, weekly show up north. You got inspired when you got to go to the station and look at things and play around. So it was, to me, it was just something that it led to a better thing.
And while we claim or have claimed to be the oldest station in the nation, that is maybe not necessarily true. It's arguable.
Yeah, Randall will definitely argue with that one. Second oldest, I believe. But he did state that we were the oldest or longest continuously running, because I think another station, the one in New York, KCBS or WCBS, had to go off the air for, I believe it was World War II.
Yeah, so we're the oldest continually running.
Correct.
Yeah, there we go. We'll take it. We are talking with John Mitchell. He is a filmmaker, producer, director of Cheeseheads, the documentary. And we will welcome your questions for him. We will welcome your answer to the question, what does it mean to be a cheesehead? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newber Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
We will get back to our discussion about cheeseheads in just a moment, but we are in our winter membership drive now, and it's time now for you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great and fun programs. Christy Taylor is with me now to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
And if Wisconsin Public Radio is for you part of being a cheesehead, we really do encourage you to give now. We are still looking for those 20 pledges in the next 35 minutes. I can do math. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every single day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes a difference.
What does public radio mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
Well, we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars. Listener support really is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs that you love, and we have something special during this winter membership drive to thank you. Ask for your set of two WPR bandanas when you give $6 a month. That's $72 a year or more.
And for your contribution, you'll get one red one and one navy one, so you can mix and match, you can coordinate with your pet, whatever you want to do. They've got a traditional paisley design with a WPR touch, those interlocking circles of our logo, which actually blend with the paisley in a really nice way, I saw. Ask for your WPR bandanas now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
You can pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Christy Taylor asking for your support during our winter membership drive.
And we are only looking now for 19 more pledges in the next 30 minutes. Thank you, whoever just donated. You are a new member, too, so we especially like to see that. Help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Joanne from Madison, who says, I can't imagine my morning routine without WPR. I became a sustainer, and it feels good to know that this gift will continue without having to remember when I last donated. Thank you so much to Joanne. Jason from Sheboygan says, WPR makes my daily commute enjoyable. The variety of topics and diverse viewpoints keep me engaged, informed, and curious. Thanks for all you do, and hopefully for many years to come. Well, yes, hopefully. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Christy. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with our guest this hour about what makes Wisconsin special. When you think of Wisconsin, what comes to mind? And what does it mean to you to be a cheesehead? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is John Mitchell, filmmaker, producer, director of the documentary Cheeseheads. And we have some callers, so let's go to Dan in Drummond first. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
What a cheesehead is a person that looks forward to winter, because then they can enjoy snowmobiling, skiing, ice fishing, ice racing with snowmobiles or cars or anything like that.
And barstool races, Dan.
And barstool races.
In Drummond.
I think it's a love of all seasons, too. You get to change a season here, so winter's just one of those four wonders.
Yeah, and it is. I do love all four seasons. I have to admit that sometimes winter driving is not my favorite season.
I like to joke, though, that having been in California for so long, I joked once that 500 days of summer is not as fun as it sounds.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of the same old the whole time.
Yeah.
But it is. And, you know, all those things that Dan mentioned are things to do in winter. There are so many other fun recreational things to do all year round, and you have a segment in the documentary about our love of water. Boy, we got a lot of water around here.
Well, and it's precluded by our my friend Chris Mulkey joking about how your hair is all messed up all winter, you know, because it's but yeah, love of water is a fascinating thing, and I think that scene where I go across Lake Michigan to open that is you know, taking the ferries in the state is just a fascinating adventure, because you get to see a certain angle of the state that you don't get otherwise, because you're not, you know, either you're driving or you're walking. Well, taking the boat, it's just much more fun to look at the forest in a different way, or the landscapes. especially in fall when you get the trees.
And I think Governor Walker pointed out in the documentary that while Minnesota claims to be the land of 10,000 lakes, there are at least 15,000 inland lakes in Wisconsin, so we've got them beat at that.
Yep. Yep, we got them beat at a lot of things.
That's right. Ron in Weyerhaeuser is with us. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Morning, Joey. Morning, John.
Hello.
Yeah, I think one of the things, and you kind of just touched on it, you know, we our rich natural resources, you know, we really value our beautiful landscapes and the abundant wildlife that we have here. At least that's been our history.
Yeah.
And kind of along those lines, we also have a very famous person, Aldo Leopold, who, you know, was the father of modern conservation. And he spent, you know, better part of his life here in Wisconsin. And I just, keeping with the theme of telling you where to go, Joy, I'd like you and your listeners to maybe think about going to www.aldoleopold.org, because next weekend is Aldo Leopold Weekend.
That's very neat, Ron. We will thank you for sharing that. And Aldo Leopold is a part of Wisconsin's rich history and our love of nature and conservation and the like. Yeah, there's something about our natural resources that we cherish too, right, John?
Well, there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, you've got the four seasons aspect, but part of that is that getting into nature and the abundance of nature here. You see those commercials from, like, New York where they talk about, get out and go to the park once a week with your children. And here it's like, well, okay, that's like my afternoon walk. You know, no matter, even in Madison, it's very nature oriented.
We have Linda on Facebook who says, my friend Sydney Cook makes the best cheese in the world. A home is not complete without Carr Valley cheese. Am I a cheesehead? You better believe it.
Sid's in the film. He's a terrific interview. And he has one of those best lines where you don't expect it. And he just nails it. And you're like, wow, that's so clear and coherent. I love it. About
yeah.
about what, you know, all those Cheesewell awards that he gets. And he says, oh, you know, American Originals cheese in Wisconsin. We have a lot of originals. He goes, basically, that just means, well, we made it up.
Yeah.
And that's, again, back to the innovation thing.
Made it up. That's right. I mean, Colby was made up in Wisconsin, and Colby's named after it.
Is it the town named after the cheese or the cheese named after the town? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, I guess. Now, you're from Cameron.
Not too far from Weyerhaeuser, from our last caller. Yeah. I think we played them in football, and I probably didn't play because I was terrible at it. But but hey, I got on the team.
Well, I don't know. Is there something about that? That's north. That's the Northwoods, is it not?
Sure, absolutely. Very proudly. You know, I think anything above Highway, you could say 29, but 64,
yeah,
certainly is. You know, once you hit Tilden and you're closer to the North Pole than the equator. Yeah, that's definitely the Northwoods.
Yeah. Well, in fact, you had your world premiere in Cameron, and we wanted to talk to you back then, but you were too in demand for us to get you on there.
Who would think a town that small would take up so much of my time? Yeah, well, you know, when you see the film, it's done in a narrative way. It's done like a feature film or a novel where there's this literary aspect, and I wanted to give you a flashback to where a cheesehead comes from. So at the beginning, after I fly back to Wisconsin, I take you to that small town where I came from. But I do it in a way that I think I felt like was more small town America than John's story. You know, it was giving you that sense of place. And so we, of course, when I talked to the superintendent, who's a friend of mine, we were like, oh, we got to do the first one here, which just makes perfect sense.
You know, it made perfect sense. And I didn't know one thing I didn't know. Why does the community have such odd street sign names?
In Barron County?
Or Barron County,
that's the whole county, actually.
Yeah, so it's like 17 and 3/4 Avenue and stuff like that. What is that about?
13 and 5/8 was the one that I really loved. But I found another one, I think that was 9 and 19 20ths or something.
They're being funny, aren't they? What's going on there?
You would think it's an oddity that somebody thought, let's just be wise about this and, you know, wise as, and, you know, not the nice way of saying it. Turns out the county is 30 miles across and 30 miles north and south. And so they thought that for the EMTs and the ambulances and whatever, that it was more accurate because it's such a rural...
Well, they're trying to be safe. That's
sure, sure. But it turned out to be humorous and confusing
for
the average tourist.
And Wisconsin was one of the first states to use numbers on its highways?
The first.
The first.
Very first, yeah.
Well, how did we figure that out, I wonder?
Well, you know, it's, again, you know, we just, a lot of people here think practically, I suppose, and maybe that's been going on since the 1800s. But it's neat to know that, you know, the north, south, east, west, the numbers, the escalating and de-escalating, or however you say that, is done first here, because now you drive all over the country and you see the highway system, and that's so practical to everyone.
By the way, Bill Martins, my producer, director, looked it up. The first Colby cheese was made in 1874 in Colby, Wisconsin. The cheese was named after the village. So
there you go.
Let's go to Dan in Wausau. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Dan.
Polka music is what makes me a cheesehead. It's pretty strong here in central Wisconsin. In fact, one of the bands I played in over the years, we played up in Weyerhaeuser, so it's still out there. It's kind of like a subculture, but it's a big deal here in central Wisconsin.
Well, that makes sense. There's a big polka festival in Pulaski, I know.
Sure. Brewhouse Polka Kings, I filmed them in Milwaukee at one of the breweries.
Well, so that came from our German and Polish immigrants, I take it.
Sure, sure. And you know, the scene with Bucky, my homage to Bucky, the cheerleaders were also doing polka during
one of the segments. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a big part of some of that pregame stuff. Hey, speaking of music, you also have Les Paul and his contribution to music featured, because Les Paul's more proud of his heritage here. Was it Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, the Wizard of Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, and when you think of modern music, or just any music throughout history that we've recorded, you can't really think that modern music would exist the way it does today without Les Paul, because he invented, you know, overdubbing and multi-track recording, and then the 8-track. He wasn't the only inventor of that, but he was one of many. So, yeah, you know, without him, we wouldn't have a lot of the great sound that we do today.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about Cheeseheads. John Mitchell is our guest. He is the filmmaker and producer and director of Cheeseheads, the documentary. And we will take more of your calls on what it means to be a cheesehead at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll get back to our conversation about cheeseheads in just a moment. But first, Christy Taylor joins me as we are in our winter membership drive, and we are counting on you to help pay for this service. You count on WPR for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I have some good news. We are now only looking for 12 more pledges.
Great.
In the next 20 minutes, and 11 pledges. We just had the numbers go up. 7 of those pledges we've gotten so far are new members. Thanks again to you. Your support helps keep this station strong. Help pay for the Joy Cardine Show and the many other wonderful programs on this network with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying our conversation about Wisconsin and being cheeseheads here in Wisconsin and what makes Wisconsin special. That's what we like to do every Friday at this time. We talk about Wisconsin culture and Wisconsin life. We celebrate Wisconsin life. It's an hour that's an example of the fun and Wisconsin programming that we have here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours like it and not like it possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR year-round. Now donate the same way you listen, by becoming a sustaining member. Make the decision once, and then you can make affordable contributions, say of $5 or $10 or $20 a month, for as long as you wish.
It's so easy on your budget. It cuts down on paperwork. Don't delay. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Hi, my name is Tom. I drive truck for a living, and I always look forward to when I can tune in to 90.7 WHAD.
Many Americans cannot afford to eat the healthy foods needed.
WPR, to me, is a respite from all the usual noise and mindless chatter of most commercial radio stations. It's great to be tuned into WPR as I tick off the miles on the highway. It makes the world seem a little closer to me, and it brings the issues and discussions of the day a little closer to home.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Christy Taylor asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. You decide how much to pledge, whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and count on your gift.
Remember when you discovered Wisconsin Public Radio? Maybe a friend recommended the great music, the high-quality news, the interesting discussions, or maybe you were just scanning the dial. However you first found WPR, it eventually got you hooked.
And it's probably been a while since that discovery. Maybe it's been a few months or a few years. Maybe it's been a few decades. Well, don't you think it's about time that you contributed, say, $5 a month? $5 a month brings you the same quality programming that you have valued since the first time you listened. Give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are still looking for those 11 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
Thanks to James from Janesville, who says, I happened upon WPR on my commute to work one day 2 years ago. The program on the radio at the time was Tell Joy Where to Go. Oh. How's that for a coincidence? I was impressed with my new resource for things to do in Wisconsin, and now I listen to WPR whenever I'm in the car or doing work at home. Glad to have gotten you hooked, James. Thanks very much for your pledge. You can pledge, too, because you love Wisconsin, because you love Wisconsin Public Radio, because you want Wisconsin Public Radio to be here for years to come, and you understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. We wouldn't be here without your contributions. So do make that pledge now. Pitch in, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Pretty Sheep, Pretty Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and we usually talk about Wisconsin culture, Wisconsin recreation, special things that make Wisconsin special. And we are talking about Wisconsin this hour as we are talking with our guest who made a documentary about Wisconsin, Cheeseheads, the documentary. And we are welcoming your questions for him. We're welcoming your answers to the question, what does being a cheesehead mean to you? Do you embrace being a cheesehead? What comes to mind when you think of cheesehead? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is John Mitchell. He is a filmmaker, producer, and director of the documentary Cheeseheads. So, John, where should I go if I want to see this documentary?
Well, we're doing a tour of the state with the film in order to bring it around to the Cheeseheads themselves first. You know, I just felt that ideal like that we do that, and the reaction has been tremendous. This weekend, we will be showing it at the Beloit International Film Festival. And there's one more show left. The first two did sell out last weekend.
You have one more tomorrow?
To a lot of Illinois people. That was fascinating. Half the audience was probably from Illinois.
Is that right? What did they think?
They reacted the same way as the Cheeseheads. I think a lot of them were, in that they just thoroughly enjoyed it and found it very entertaining, I think is the word I hear most often. But they particularly got the fibs thing. So
they understood what, we can't spell that out, but yeah, so Wisconsin has its derogatory nickname for people who live in Illinois, too.
Sure, sure. And what's interesting is you hear different audiences around the state react differently. You play it in Eau Claire, you're going to get a different reaction than if you play it in Beloit. And the Beloit reaction in that particular scene was hysterical to me, because I heard something that I didn't hear on the three other shows, you know?
Yeah, we should point out that it's not with malice. It's,
no.
It's good-hearted ribbing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you know, again, that the cheesehead term was not nice at first, but we've inspired the rest of the country to take these words less serious and have fun with them.
Yeah. So do you have a website? You have a Facebook page? We can look to see where your next appearances or shows will be.
I got iamacheesehead.com, and I don't know how that was available. It should not have been. So
I am a cheesehead.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Facebook is the same as Facebook, and then I am a cheesehead.
Well, we'll be sure to put a link to the website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We were during our break. You were talking about, and we talked a little bit about your love of Wisconsin Public Radio and how you included Wisconsin Public Radio in the documentary. In part, you love the fact that we're statewide coverage. This is not just some little station or one station in Madison. We're all over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my taglines for the film is "Cheeseheads, we're everywhere." Well, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio is also that, in that no matter where I drove in the state, I was pretty sure I could get a good signal to listen to WPR, and that made it, you know, that much more pleasurable to drive some of those very rural back roads.
I mean, it really was. You did a great job in covering so many different areas of Wisconsin. The nature and the water and the beauty and the fun and the sports and the leisure and the recreation and some of the music, some of the art. Talked about Frank Lloyd Wright and his architecture and the House on the Rock and its bizarreness. You talked about another thing. You talked about businesses, and that's something that not just the beer and the cheese and the brats. You talked to Nina Foundry.
Yeah,
which is something you don't think of. But sure, that's all over. That's all over the country, all over the world. You
sure.
See Nina Foundry.
Yeah, well, you know, living in Southern California, I would, you know, walk out and see a manhole cover with Nina Foundry in it. Nina, Wisconsin. I would just brag to my friends, and they'd be like, oh, shut up, would you? You brag about Wisconsin too much. So 25 years of annoying people with that out there, and I'm proud of that. So,
you know what? I think that's one of the things that came through in the documentary, and I heard it by a lot of people. There's a certain pride. And I don't know if that is in every single state, but boy, we are proud of Wisconsin and being from Wisconsin, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, if you look at, say, the Big Apple, that's their big, you know, thing in New York. But the rest of the state doesn't get credit for that, just Manhattan Island. Texas, maybe they're a little proud of what they're from, where they're from. But, you know, here, you not only get that sense of pride and love of place, but you have a beautiful title to go with it that everybody recognizes now all over the country, probably, you know, starting to all over the world.
Let's take some calls. Rusty in Fond du Lac is with us. Hello, Rusty.
Hi, good morning. This town's Devil Jack.
I didn't hear that, Rusty.
I said good morning, Discount Double Check.
Discount Double Check, okay.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
How could I miss that? Sure, and that's known all over.
I'm traveling through your state right now, and I haul the camera that goes to all the football fields and for the NFL and stuff, and I got to tell you, I'm a full-blown staunch Bronco fan, but for the first time, I had the opportunity of taking the camera to the Tundra, and I got to tell you, that was absolutely the most amazing thing to walk onto that field and to feel the energy that Wisconsin has for their football team, Bart Starr and everybody up there, that I stayed long enough to go to the tailgate party, and I now myself am a cheesehead. I got the cheese foam. I had a helmet.
Rusty, thank you so much. That's great. And so Rusty's in Fond du Lac, but not from Fond du Lac.
He said tundra. He didn't say frozen tundra,
that's
which is a
redundant,
misnomer.
Isn't it?
I don't know if it was Lombardi or somebody who said, frozen tundra. Well, that's just redundant.
Yep. He got the magic of that of Lambeau Field, though,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah. Even the outsiders can start to call themselves. You know, Steve Tate, my friend that he does the owner for his super fandom. And he says in the film, everyone is welcomed. And that's really a true statement. The gentleman's a Bronco fan. They beat us in Super Bowl 32. And yet he can still be a cheesehead.
Yeah.
That's perfectly cool.
And that's what's cool, too. Everybody was, you had everybody saying, or many people saying, I own the Green Bay Packers. And that's what's different about Wisconsin and our we love our Green Bay Packers because we're a part of them. We own them.
The only professional sports team in the world that's owned by the public. It's a really fascinating thing. Again, back to who knows where that comes from in Wisconsin, but, you know, and I did an essay in high school, this is kind of weird, that the teacher said, pick anything you want. I picked the history of the Green Bay Packers, and I thought, well, there's a reason why I love them beyond just being born here and watching the games. It's also because if you had to pick one and you weren't from here, why wouldn't you pick them? They're owned by the public. They've got more world championships than anybody else. It's just a fascinating history that makes you deeply in love with them.
Yeah. And you loved Bart Starr, and you got to meet him a couple of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was 11 when I first met him, so yeah.
Let's take a call or two more before we have to end. Gary in Brookfield is with us. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Two things I wanted to ask you. Did you make mention of the fact that Native Americans from all over the continent have been traveling to the northern part of our state since they settled this continent, because it's a place where the waters from the east, the north, the south, and the west all meet? And the second thing was, what's on top of the lady's head on the top of the Capitol?
I'm not sure what's on her head.
But I did get a great shot of that in the film. I just never looked that close to see what's on her head.
I know that. Anyway, we'll look it up to see what exactly is on her head. I don't know what's on her head. But as for Native Americans, I saw a shot of the powwow, but I didn't see a segment on that, or did I miss that?
No, we did embrace the powwow scene is I interviewed Mick Isham, who's from the Lakota Ray, and he said some really profound, wonderful things. Also a nature lover. I mean, he's very well known for his environmental activities. And we did shoot the powwow, and there's an essence of a strange, wonderful, spiritual thing when you go to one of those, and you're sitting there, and you just... I almost forgot to film half the time because it was such a fun place to be.
Yeah, well...
So we did, you know, we did include the Native American aspect.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What would you like people to take away from Cheeseheads, the documentary?
Well, one of the things I had thought at the beginning when I was writing the script was, and yes, you do actually have to write that VO, was that, you know, I thought, well, if I can entertain people and, you know, give them make them smile, you know, humor. The film is very funny, but it's also, you know, it's driven on humor, not on jokes. And if I could just make you smile and laugh and come away entertained, that was important to me, and apparently I did.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
John Mitchell, filmmaker, producer, director of the documentary Cheeseheads. And we thank him for joining us. Christy Taylor joins me now because we are in our winter membership drive, and we need you to help us pay for shows like this at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. How are we doing, Christy?
We're doing pretty good. We only need 8 more pledges in the next few minutes. We have done it before. We can do it again with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every single day. You get value from this program. Maybe you also listen to shows like A Prairie Home Companion, or Says You, and many others that you've come to rely on.
WPR really does give you a window on the world like no other. Support the exciting and informative and thoughtful mix of shows that you enjoy on this station with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By the way, Bill Martins did look it up and found out that on Miss Forward's head is a helmet topped with a badger.
Of course.
How could we not know that? Oh, boy. So anyway, that was a story that Erica Janik, our producer of Wisconsin Life, put together. So thanks to Gary for that question, and I guess that's the answer. A badger. Well, we are all badgers, and that's what we like to talk about during this hour each week, all things Wisconsin. And we couldn't do it without the help of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. Pledge any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's not quite a badger for your head, but this membership drive, we can offer you the new WPR bandanas.
Close
as
enough.
A thank you gift. Yeah, you can put it on your head, around your neck, around your pet's neck, on your Harley. And this would be for your pledge of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. Your pledge supports the programs, and you will love these bandanas.
Those bandanas would be cool. They're you know, it'd be bad like a badger with one of these bandanas.
And, I like it.
And $6 a month, $72 a year, and you can show and wear your pride of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Still looking for 8 pledges to reach our goal this hour. So please help us reach that goal and support a service that you value.
And if you are a sustaining member, we really do thank you for offering us some stability as well in planning our budgets for the years to come. Make today the day you increase your support for WPR by $5 a month, $6 a month, again, for with those bandanas and mind, or whatever other amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, this has made my day. Lynn from Oregon says, "You are my friend in the morning. I listen to you every day." Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lynn. Kimberly from Eau Claire, "WPR brightens my day and enlightens my mind." Thank you, WPR. Thank you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.